This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Election Commission today announced that the second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls will be conducted in 12 states and union territories. The states and union territories are the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that this revision is aimed to make electoral rolls more transparent and error-free. He said the phase 2 of SIR will cover 51 crore voters. Mr. Kumar said printing of enumeration forms and training of booth-level officers will begin from tomorrow.
The voter list of all those states where SIR will be done will be frozen at 12 a.m. tonight. All voters on that list will be given unique enumeration forms by the BLOs during their home visits. These enumeration forms will have all the necessary details from the current voter list. After BLOs start distributing forms to existing electors, all those whose names are on enumeration forms will try to link whether their names were on the 2003 voter list. If yes, they need not submit any additional documents. If not their names, but the names of their parents were on the list, then too, they need not submit any additional documents.
The Chief Election Commissioner said while the enumeration process will begin on 4th November for 1 month, the draft rolls will be published on 9th December and final electoral rolls on 7th February next year. He highlighted that the poll body received zero appeals in the first phase of SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the world must display zero tolerance against terrorism, emphasizing that the menace remains one of the biggest threats to global peace and stability. The minister said this while addressing the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Dr. Jaishankar said that the right of defense against terrorism can never be compromised and urged the global community to act collectively against it. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed India's commitment to furthering maritime cooperation in line with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, outlook on the Indo-Pacific. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today approved the first tranche of 7 applications for setting up of electronics components manufacturing plants across the country under the Electronic Components Manufacturing Scheme. All applications entailed a total investment of 5,532 crore rupees and expected production worth 36,559 crore rupees. These projects are expected to generate over 5,000 direct jobs. The approved projects will be established across Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, reinforce India's growing self-reliance in core electronic components. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maroš Šefčovič in Brussels, Belgium. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the discussions focused on giving impetus to the India-EU FTA negotiations. The minister informed that they reiterated their shared commitment to achieving a swift, balanced and mutually beneficial agreement. Earlier in the day, the minister held a meeting with Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs of Germany, Johann Wedderfuhl. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that Cyclone Monsa brewing over the Bay of Bengal is gaining strength and expected to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by tomorrow morning. It is likely to cross Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam around Kakinada tomorrow evening or night as a severe cyclonic storm. The IMD has advised fishermen not to venture around these places till the 29th of this month. As Cyclone Monsa approaches the coast, the weather agency has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Chhattisgarh over the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana till tomorrow. And in squash, reigning national champion Anahat Singh has defeated world number 20 Melissa Alves of France to enter the quarterfinals of the Canadian Women's Open in Toronto. And that is the end of this news bulletin.